if I become rich, the one thing I'm going to have is the room behind the book. It's where you take the book out and the
room. And the room, the wall opens up and you got a secret private room back there.
That's one of the things I'm going to have. The other is a urinal.
You don't have a urinal?
Yeah, I want a urinal that you put on the wall.
You could just get a urinal. You don't have to be rich to have a urinal.
Yeah, you do. You can't make what I make and have a urinal in your house. You just can't do it. So when I get rich, that's what I want. But now they're selling disposable ones.
Introducing the Travel John, disposable urinal bags that are convenient, unisexed, sanitary personal urinals containing Lixorb technology.
Lixorb technology.
I don't even want to know what Lixorb technology is. Just what it sounds like. And then I think of urine. It just sounds like something that only John Mayer would be interested in.
Also great for pee emergencies. And they're strongly recommended for emergency preparedness supply kits and essential disaster kits as part of the combination disposable bathroom kit.
You know, you can buy a urinal at Home Depot for $148 and just install it. Like you don't need any... You don't have to be rich to have a urinal.
Oh, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to install the urinal. What are you talking about?
Maybe that's what it is. It's $148 for the urinal and like $10,000 for the installation.
Right. I have no idea how to do that.
Instead, you want this portable urinal? It's a portable urinal. That's what it is.
You can take anywhere. And even girls can use it.
No, you can't. How's a girl going to use it?
I don't know. It said unisex. So I think that's for both.
Do you just squat over it?
I can put it in my car. That's an awesome thing to have a bathroom, a urinal in your car. How great is that?
You know, actually, it's not a bad idea. I live in a tiny apartment. We always wanted a second bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just put that in the closet and be like, yes, we have a half bath right here.
See?
But that's for people who like to go camping, I bet, and don't want to like pee in the woods.
Who doesn't want to pee in the woods? That's the only reason why you go camping.
Maybe it's for people who are on the road a lot and they can't stop at a Stuckey's, you know, or maybe it's for people you put in a backpack. You know, if you're a protester, you could protest and stop and take a leak.
That's what I want my truck driver next to me doing. Popping open his portable urinal while he's driving 85 miles an hour down the highway. That's what I want.
Well, it's pretty easy. It's like an adult diaper. You probably just sit on it, and then whenever you got to go, you just go.
No, I think it's a urinal you put on the wall. Yeah, I don't know what it is, actually, but I want one. That's all I know.
You better find out what it is before you get one, because this thing sounds a little like a contraption that could hurt you.
This portion of the show is brought to you by my teenage son's slang terms. Yeah, it's lit. It's fire. I'm not gonna lie. It ain't sus bra. It's woke.
Do you want me to interpret that for you?
Yes. What was that? Okay, let me go back to it. Teenage slang terms.
This portion of the show is brought to you by my teenage son's slang terms. Yeah, it's lit.
Okay, so it's lit means like something's awesome. How was that party? We'd say like it was cool, it was great, it was fun. They go, it was lit.
It was super duper.
I don't think we say that, but
it's fire.
Yeah, fire is another way to say it. Like, how is it? Oh my God, fire.
Tubular.
Right, we didn't say that either.
I'm not gonna lie. It ain't sus bra.
It ain't sus bra?
Yeah. So sus is short for like suspect, shady. Like it wasn't shady. It was great. And for some reason they think that kids call each other bra, which I think that's
a Kanye thing. I blame
it's a
him.
Yeah, I don't think that kids really call each other bra. I've never really heard it. It's one of those things that you've heard it, but it's not common.
That's that thing chicks wear.
It's woke.
Woke is more like if you're having a conversation, you're explaining that somebody is like really understands what's going on in the world and they really care about issues. They're woke.
No. You know?
But again, like you wouldn't use woke in the way that she just used it.
No, I didn't woke up till 9:30 today.
That's how you would say it.